I would say that was an eclectic football game for us this evening. I think as you look at the performance on the first half, or for particularly the first quarter, it definitely didn't start the way you want to start a football game, I don't think.
I give the Eagles credit. I mean, those guys came out and they executed their plays, and I'm going to stand here and we're not going to make any excuses. I mean, those guys got the best of us tonight. We take that on the chin. Watch the film tomorrow, learn from it so we can grow and make sure nothing like that happens again.
Regardless who's playing on offense on our team, we have to show up no matter who's out there. We know we're going to be a little limited on, you know, with 87 out. So we have to become a top five defense. And we have the players and the scheme to do those things. But, you know, one game is not going to define us, especially in preseason.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad game. And I think a lot of people got to realize in the preseason there's a lot of substitutions being made and a lot of guys playing multiple positions. So there's a lot of moving parts going on. So things aren't going to be perfect. There's not going to be that continuity. Not everybody's going to be on the same page all the time. But with that being said, I think that we still did play well with everything that happened, and I thought Brett really handled everything well.
I thought he had excellent command. You know, the huddle and the line of scrimmage, made some adjustments and trusted his feet. You know, I thought his timing of playing in the pocket and out of the pocket is what you're looking for. I mean, sometimes young guys, it takes them a little longer to get that. And he seemed pretty natural a number of times, extending plays.
It was an awesome experience for me. It was a little different, I'm not going to lie. You know, obviously when you're running with Eddie Lacy and Cobb outside and you got the ones in front of you, it's an awesome experience. It's a blessing, and I had to transition to it really fast. But I think, you know, the offense helped me out a lot. The O-line, Kuhn, Cobb, they all helped me out a whole lot this week, and especially when I was out there.
I was really proud of Brett. I mean, he handled everything pretty well, and, I mean, there was even times where he wasn't hearing the play in his helmet, and, you know, he just called a play. So he was really composed back there, and it was good to see.
Give me a blow-by-blow on the touchdown catch.
I think we ran into a little pressure or whatnot. You know, the O-line did a great job absorbing it, letting the guys come on into them and, you know, throw them upfield. And I want to say once I turned around, man, them guys were kind of just scattered. And, I mean, they was throwing, blocking, and they gave me a good lane to just run through.
I thought Brett did a lot of nice things, and I thought Matt did, you know, he kept it going. You know, I thought Matt Blanchard played very well.
Jeff, can you tell us about the touchdown for Matt?
Yeah, Matt threw a really good ball. It was just an inside fade, and I beat the DB, and he put it right on the spot, so all I had to do was just catch it.
Looking forward to the evaluation. This is, you know, this third preseason game, and then, you know, the fourth preseason game is always a rough week for everybody. You know, there's going to be young men that leave our team, you know, come Tuesday. And, you know, tonight was about trying to create as many opportunities as we possibly could for those guys. So, and with that, I think we're going to have a lot of very good information to evaluate tomorrow as a coaching staff.